here in the studio with Bob Weir of the Dead. Here with Bob Weir, whose new record is called We're Here. I'm here. Bob Weir is here. We're all here together, so let's not waste any more time. Mr. Weir, thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
You're in your fifth decade
of
doing this for a living.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Of course, with the Grateful Dead, then solo endeavors with a number of different bands. Why a retrospective album now?
Well, basically it's because I've been doing a remodel on my house and my studio, and I haven't been able to get into the studio to write, so, you know, no material forthcoming.
Yeah.
And my management suggested, hey, why don't we do a compendium, a retrospective?
We should explain, we're here, there are many studio cuts in there from various albums at various stages of your career, but for many people, you're best known for your live performances.
Right, so we threw in a disc of that as well.
What stands out for you?
That's a tough question, actually. You know, the management guys wanted to pack it full of the most popular tunes, and any artist is going to want to do, in a situation like this, is going to want to put on the tunes that he feels didn't get the attention they so richly deserved when it was first offered.
The stuff that an unthinking, unfeeling world didn't recognize for its brilliance right. The first time around.
You bet.
I want to ask specifically, you have here a previously unreleased cover of Bob Dylan's Master of War.
Masters of War, yeah. I woke up from a dream with that in my head in March of 2003. And it seemed particularly poignant to me, and so I went to rehearsal. We were in rehearsal for our spring tour, and we had it learned, recorded, and mixed in about an hour and a half. You know, I don't know what to say about the tune. It's a Dylan tune. He's an oracle.
So contemporary events is what brought the song back to you in your mind this time.
Well, I don't know what brings stuff to your dream state, but that's what happened.
There are a lot of people who are, a lot of very gifted people who are reluctant to pick up a Bob Dylan tune because there's such a close identification in the public mind with that roster of songs and that particular voice and that particular treatment.
Well, I'm not sure I understand that. I mean, they're great tunes. I'm a musician, a singer. A great tune is what we're looking for, what I'm looking for.
You have a guitar here with you.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big revelation. I see it right over your left shoulder. Could we ask you to... Do you think we could surprise everyone and ask you to play something?
Sure. Here. I'm going to do a tune that's not on the We're Here record, but nonetheless is one of my old favorites.
Well, I thought I heard that Casey when she moaned. Thought I heard that Casey when she moaned. Thought I heard that Casey when she moaned. Well, she sound like she got a heavy load. Yes, and when I get back on that Casey road, when I get back on that Casey road, when I get back on that Casey road, well, I'm gonna love my woman like I never loved before. Mm-hmm. Thought I heard that Casey when she moaned. Thought I heard that Casey when she moaned. Thought I heard that Casey when she moaned. Well, she sound like she got a heavy load. Sound like she got a heavy load. Heavy load. Sound like she got a heavy load.
Thanks.
That song, Casey Moon.
Yeah. When I first started playing with Jerry, it was in a jug band. It was during the big folk era in the 60s. And I was over at a friend's house, and their folks had a collection of old 78s that were race records. They were, Bluebird was the label, and one of the tunes on there, I think it was the Memphis Jug Band, they did this tune called the KC Moon. You know, that was back before blues was invented. It was what sort of evolved into blues. It's a great old tune.
You mentioned Jerry. There is no need, I think, for almost anyone listening, for people to understand you're not talking, God bless, about Jerry Lewis. But, of course, Jerry Garcia, your longtime bandmate and partner and so much, who died in 1995. Do you still think of him when you play music?
I don't think of him, but I do hear him. For me, it's kind of like he never left. Mm-hmm. I can hear him. I can feel him. You know, if I'm headed in some direction he likes, I can feel that. If I'm being headstrong and going someplace where he doesn't like, I can feel that. You know, and I don't think this is what they call abnormal psychology. I think when somebody lives in your head and in your heart, mm-hmm. For a long time, you carry them around when their body's gone.
Little thing like death doesn't get in the way after a while.
No, you know, and I still talk to him with my fingers on the guitar and with my throat on the microphone. Yeah. And like I say, I can hear him back.
I was struck by a quote that you gave to, I guess it's a magazine called Tulsa World. Well, you talked about your career. You said that you've been playing music professionally since the age of 16. And you said, quote, that you were looking for the notes, the melodies, and the lines that I haven't heard yet.
Well, that's any musician's quest, to find that glorious melody or, you know, poignant melody or whatever. You're looking for the song in capital letters. That's what I do for a living.
Any closer to hearing it than when you began?
You know, you're never going to get there. But I'm going to spend my whole life at it. I know that.
We'd like you to play another song.
Okay.
We'd like to go out on another song, if we could. What one in particular do you think might be good?
Well, we got a request for Cassidy.
Could I get you to tell us the story in advance?
Well, what happened was I was living in a communal situation on a ranch in central Marin County, north of San Francisco. And one of the girls there got pregnant, and we got a doc to come out and you know, preside over her delivery. And he wanted the biggest bed in the house for that to happen on, and that was mine. So I sort of moved out into the living room and let them proceed. And, this young lady by the name of Cassidy was busy being born. I was out in the living room playing my guitar, a tuning that David Crosby had just taught me, and just discovering stuff. And this piece of music started coming out, and so I figured, okay, this is for her. Well, she was named Cassidy that night, so I figured, okay, the song's name is Cassidy. I get chills every time I play it.
Well, Mr. Weir, Let me thank you before you begin playing Cassidy for us. Bob Weir, his newest release is called We're Here. It's on the Hybrid recording label. And he joined us in Studio 4A here at National Public Radio. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
All right.
I have seen where the wolf has slept by the silver stream, and I can tell by the mark he left you working his dream. Ah, child of countless trees, ah, child of boundless seas, what you are, what you were meant to be. Speaks his name, though you were born to me. Born to me, Cassidy. Lost now on the country miles in his Cadillac, and I can tell by the way he smiles, he's rolling back. Come, wash the nighttime clean. Come, grow the scorched ground green. Blow the horn, tap the tambourine. Close the gap of the dark years in between you and me, Cassidy. Quit beating an icy heart. A catch cold draws a coffin cart. There he goes, now here she starts, hear her cry. Fly to the sea birds, scatter like lost words, wheel to the storm and fly. Like lost words, wheel to the storm and fly.
For more Bob Weir and a performance of his song, Ashes and Glass, you can go to npr.org.